Welcome to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio right now, we have multiple members from USU Eastern's Theater Department. We're going to talk about their next production, which is right around the corner, The Blythe Spirit. It's a comedy. And joining us in the studio today, we have Chris Vlamatkis, also Skylar Smith and Emily Dill. And we're going to start by bringing in Chris, who is the stage manager in his sophomore campaign at USU Eastern. Chris, we had you in, I know, just it seems like yesterday, talking about Wait Until Dark. Now we're getting set for this next production of The Blythe Spirit. I appreciate you stopping by today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Definitely. So you're a stage manager. Is this the first time you've done something like this?
Yes, it is. For our last production, I helped run sound and some other technical aspects, but this is my first time really basically being second in charge of the play.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, tell me a little bit about the experience that you guys have encountered up to this point and the excitement building around the production and the story that the spectators can expect.
Well, this year has been a pretty interesting year for our production. We've had a huge influx of people interested in our theater program, a ton of new students that we've recruited from all over the state. We also have a person who is from Canada in our production. He was in our last production as well. And it's just been super fun. We've had a very good crop of people who have been involved in all of our production. For this one in particular, it's been a challenge. As I said before, I do not have a ton of experience in this. But it's coming together, and it sure is fun. This compared to our last one, which was a thriller, this one is far more comedic, and you'll have a good time definitely if you watch this.
So, can you sense a difference in what type of production it is? So, for instance, Wait Until Dark is it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
It's very dark.
Mm-hmm.
This one, not so much. More comedy. Does the type of production reflect the attitude and the atmosphere around rehearsals?
Yes. No matter what, we always have fun. But the type of fun we had for Wait Until Dark, it was fun seeing how people made themselves appear like one of our main characters who was essentially a career criminal and a murderer, how we had one of our actors play with that and how he kind of up the creepiness factor or up the suspense factor. Where in this one, we have fun with it, just seeing how people can add goofy ways they walk, goofy ways they talk, or just we have a particular character who is just like a bumbling doctor who every single night, I don't know how I get through the night because I'm just laughing every single night. So.
Well, tell me a little bit about give me a synopsis. Tell me a little bit about this production and what we can expect and a little bit of the story without being too revealing.
Well, Blythe Spirit takes place in southern of London, and it is basically just a comedic farce where a wealthy writer is trying to find inspiration for his new book, and he invites over to his house a psychic or a medium so he could just simply gather notes alongside with his wife, and they inadvertently summon the spirit of his first wife, who has been dead for 7 years, and he is the only one who can see and hear her.
Interesting. Okay, and this originated back in England, correct?
Yes, it's 1941, I believe, was the original production of it. So it has been around for quite a while, and as I believe, it is it's fairly common for most theaters to at least at some point in time perform this one.
Now, as far as your particular position with this production goes, you being a stage manager, how important is it for you to kind of dive in to the history and the background of this story in this play? I mean, is that important from a stage manager's perspective?
Yes, working alongside Dr. Ewan, he has a lot of extensive knowledge about 40s and 50s era, but me myself, I had to make sure that any of the props we gathered were era correct, era specific. Helping him with some of the costuming, it really, I have to research all the stuff, everything down to simple looks of what a pencil looked like. There came down to a point where we had to figure out whether they had erasers built onto the pencils at that point in time. Ways furniture looked, hairstyles, that sort of stuff. I had to definitely up my research skills for that sort of thing.
Well, you have brought along a couple of members of the cast, and we're going to talk to them right now, Skylar Smith and Emily Dell. Let's bring in Skylar. Skylar will play Edith, and again, this is for The Blythe Spirit, a comedy that will open up at the Peterson Black Box Theater on November 30th. It'll run December 1st, 2nd, 7th, 8th, and 9th. Skylar, it's good to get you back in today as well. Thank you.
Thank you for letting me come back.
Definitely. Your role's changed up a little bit for this production.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm actually a part of the cast, but I'm also doing the makeup side of it as well.
Because that's what you like to do, right?
Yes.
Okay, so having a dual role now, how difficult is that?
It's a little difficult. It's trying to find the right time to work with everybody for their makeup and also with my own, and then trying to memorize and make sure everything is perfect, because we have a lot of makeup changes in this one also. So I have to teach a lot of the other kids how fast this has to go, while also trying to figure out where my changes are for my character.
Well, tell me about your character, Edith.
So I'm playing Edith, and she is the maid of the house for Charles and Ruth, and she is just there basically to help them, and she's more of a clumsy character, and she is just kind of everywhere. She doesn't have, she's always rushing when she's not supposed to be, and she has just a weird way of doing everything.
Do you enjoy being in the cast, or do you prefer to be behind the scenes doing makeup?
I enjoy being in the cast.
Okay.
It's the first time in quite a while that I've had a bigger part. But I think that I have a little more fun creating the makeup and stuff for it.
Well, again, Skylar, it was fun to talk with you. I appreciate you coming down and kind of giving us some information about your character, Edith, in the upcoming project.
Thank you.
All right, let's bring in Emily Dell. She will play the role of Madame Arcadi. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Madame Arcadi?
Yeah.
Okay. How are you today, Emily?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Tell me about your character.
So she is the medium that Charles and Ruth invite into their home to get their research. She's very eccentric and kind of odd in a lot of ways, but very clever and quick as well.
So tell me the prep work that you have to do in order to play the role of a medium, because that's got to be a little bit, it's a different role, to say the least.
Yeah, I definitely have to take a moment every time before I walk on stage to make sure I take a deep breath and get into the character. I think the hardest thing is, because of some of the silly silly rituals she has, it's kind of hard to keep a straight face sometimes, and that's definitely the biggest challenge I've had with this, is keeping 100% serious when it's such a fun, eccentric thing.
Do you prefer this type of production opposed to Wait Until Dark?
I love the fact that we can just, there's so much more opportunity to just have laughter and to experiment with a lot of things to... there's just some more experimentation,
mm-hmm.
I feel. But I wasn't on the acting side for the other one. So, but it's entertaining to have the perspective and to just the odd, obscure things that we get to do. I enjoy so much. I love comedies.
It seems like with the USU Eastern Theater Department, you are going to get an opportunity to do just about everything. I mean, it's a unique experience, to say the least.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh,
well, Emily, it was a pleasure to talk to you as well. I thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
All right, let's bring Chris back in one more time. Again, he is the stage manager for the upcoming production, The Blythe Spirit. It's going to open up on November 30th. Chris, before I let you go, give us all the details. When it opens, where it's going to be, the price of admission, all that great stuff.
It is going to be within the Peterson Black Box Theater in the CIB building on campus. And production just opens up in less than 2 weeks. Its first production is on the 30th. Then it continues on the 1st and 2nd, and then that next weekend, the 7th, 8th, and 9th.
And you guys definitely provide a fun, relaxing atmosphere. For those who have never been to the Peterson Black Box Theater, I'm telling you, you got to go check this place out. It's perfect for a small production, right?
Yes. For certain productions like this, the actors can get in your face.
Mm-hmm.
You feel more involved within this, which we kind of play around with. In almost every production I've been involved with, we kind of play around with the actors almost interacting with the audience. And it definitely provides, I don't know, a more personal, home feeling, in my opinion.
Yeah, it makes it feel a little bit more off the cuff.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't know what to expect. Chris, I definitely appreciate you coming in today. Thank you again for bringing Skylar and Emily as well. And best of luck on this production.
Well, thank you for having us. And I... Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. Go ahead and invite everyone out, right?
Okay, yes. Yes, I want everyone to come and see. This is an incredibly funny production. In the spring, we are going to be doing Steel Magnolias, and our final production is going to be the musical Guys and Dolls.
All right. Get out and watch The Blythe Spirit. Again, it's going to open up at the Peterson Black Box Theater on November 30th and December 1st and 2nd. That's the first weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you once again, Chris.
Well, thank you.
All right. For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.